Hello and welcome. This is episode 31 of Eve Just Chatting. Today's topic is going to be around critics or feedback. I did a few shorter videos in the last couple of days on the different social media platforms on this one already. And during those, we covered a bit the difference between critics and feedback. And especially nowadays, during time of social media, we see this quite a lot. And I explained that already, how I see this in the short videos, where the difference in most cases is if you get feedback from someone, feedback is typically there to help you grow and actually become a better person, become a better company owner or a better manager or whatever else. Whereas critics is something which we see very, very often is just coming to basically give you a bad feeling or something else. I used the example from one of the sessions we did a couple of weeks back, where we had someone during the live session, the whole time actually throwing all kinds of awkward comments into the session. And that for me was one of the best examples on what it means if people are just criticizing you. And from that perspective, for example, if you're attending a live stream and you don't like the session or you don't like the content, then the easiest way is to basically just drop out and leave it. But why are you trying to disturb the session overall? Why are you trying to disturb other people attending it and stuff like that? And what we see very often is that the biggest difference from my experience is very often when we talk about feedback. Feedback is something where someone is in many cases actually asking you if they should provide you feedback. So for example, when it is about the short videos I do or something else, from time to time I have people who actually come to me and say, it's like, do you want to have some feedback on what we think about this and how you could improve this and stuff like that? And this is where I really see the huge difference is it is because people are coming to you and really want to give you additional feedback so that you can improve by yourself or for the way on how you're actually operating or working. And I think feedback is something we should be very thankful for. It is something which can really help you to become a better person, to grow and actually become more successful. And it's also typically one of the hardest parts to actually truly and honestly accept feedback in the first place. So, for example, if someone tells you, it's like, hey, you should definitely actually do it this and that way. And the first response we always try to do when we get feedback in many, many areas is that we try to explain why we do something. Instead of what would be much better is just actually listening to the feedback, take up the feedback, and then actually work with the feedback from that perspective. So, for example, if someone tells you, it's like, hey, you should better actually have a different camera setting. And then very often you could argue is like, hey, but I did the camera setup for this and that specific scenario. So perfect scenario at the moment as we are doing this live stream is I have one camera more down, one camera more up because I need to separate TikTok from all the other streams. And I got already the feedback in the past is like that is not necessarily the ideal scenario because for some I'm either looking in one or the other camera. And so that, for example, is something we are working on from a team perspective on how we can improve the studio setup here and actually make it in a way that we have both cameras in parallel, because it seems to be very, very difficult and complex to get the feedback or to get directly access so that we could utilize the same cameras for both of the platforms. So that, for example, for me is a perfect scenario of positive feedback to actually help improve not only the session for myself, but also for people attending the session from that perspective. There comes the question, is like, how am I feeling? Oh, I'm actually doing quite well. Today, it's another week. It's basically, for me, the last week I'm going to be here in Germany for the next, I think, 8 or 9 weeks. Then I'm going to be in our US office, and I'm also going to be in California for quite a while to work with VMware, with Broadcom, with some other companies. So I'm really looking forward, and then finally closing it off with VMware Explore. So coming back to our topic of today, I think one of the challenges we have nowadays is due to the fact that social media allows it that people can just actually provide input and feel they are hidden behind their computer. Many people who are not even using their own name or brand or anything else, so they feel like, hey, I'm anonymous. And I'm not actually, I can do whatever I like and can provide the feedback I like, whatever you want to do there. And that gives people a lot of safety where they think is like, hey, no one can do anything about what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do. And that is partially true, but only to a certain degree. We also had to deal with sessions or with participants on some of these sessions who were that aggressive that we had to actually make official complaints about that. And you don't want to go down that route, because in many cases there is a way to actually figure out who the people are. But when we think about criticism, I think the big challenge is, for me, as I'm old enough, and as I'm actually running both as a business person and on stage and everything else for many, many years, I'm used to the fact that not everything I do is actually liked by people, and not everything I do is actually well received by people. So from that perspective, it's much easier potentially for me to deal with that situation and to actually just accept the feedback as people give it to me, and just work with the criticism I get. But when I think about younger people who are not basically that well set up for themselves, and especially as they are presenting themselves on social media, it might actually be a much more difficult scenario if you constantly get feedback where people, especially when they criticize you for your look or anything else, that might not necessarily make it very easy for people, and that might also actually make people feel very uncomfortable with it. And I think this is something which you should always think about when you provide any kind of criticism, is what does this actually mean for the other people, a person on the other side? Is it actually received as feedback, or is the other person on the other side actually being harmed by it? And in many cases, my feeling is that people who are doing these kinds of things are not necessarily happy with what they do by themselves or the way they are living, or that these people actually have to overcome the scenario that they could not achieve what you could have achieved by themselves. It's like, I had the discussion very often in the past with business owners or startups who said, it's like, yeah, but starting on social media, for example, is difficult. Yes, for sure, it's difficult. When I started with social media, and I'm only in a very, very specific niche, and in that specific niche, is having a few thousand followers is already a lot, because, for example, when we think about it, in one of the areas I'm working in with as a VMware architect, the highest architecture certification is just 302 people globally being certified. I'm one of them. It's not that many people. If I look at one business area we do as a company, there is only a potential for up to 4,000 customers globally. So it's a very, very limited niche. And within that niche, it's not that it's even that it's easier as if I would be doing, for example, business to customer, where I would, for example, be selling clothing or something like that, or beauty products or whatever, because there is a much higher group of recipients on the other side. So in reality, for me, it's even harder to actually get followers. The more important for me is getting feedback on one end from my audience, but actually also feedback which can help me make this show a better show, which can help me actually provide the content you want to hear in the end and listen to, so that we can finally produce what you want to listen to. So Again, so for me, as I said, it's like feedback is one of the most important things you can get, and it's actually helping you to grow. Typically, what you can also see is you very often the most valuable feedback you get is from people who have actually achieved a lot more. And this is also something which you should never feel ashamed of asking to. So for example, when I'm working with other business leaders from larger corporations, from companies who have achieved other things, is very often I ask them, it's like, can you provide me feedback? Can you provide me with some input on what either I as a person or we as ComDivision could do to actually be even better and actually provide better services for our customers, provide better solutions for our customers and all these things. A lot of this is really heavily depending on that we get the feedback. And this is also something where I think in modern times, all these standardized feedback forms at the end of a specific task or anything else are actually more harmful than they are doing any good, because a lot of these forms are built that people only get a bonus if they achieve the highest score and everything else. Clearly, we should all aim for the highest score. But for me, at the same point in time, this showcases that these standardized feedback forms and feedback systems are actually working the wrong way. Because as soon as, let's say, I have a score from 1 to 5, as soon as I'm, instead of giving a 5, giving someone just a 4 and actually providing feedback, immediately you get actually people come back to you and it's like, oh, what could we have done better? And I mean, yes, this is to provide feedback. Something could have been done better. But actually, it's not helping to get real honest feedback, because if the expectation is that anything which is not the highest score is already bad, then you can never actually get valuable feedback. A good example was a few weeks ago or a few months ago, I was in a hotel. And after checkout, I was asked, it's like, can you fill out a feedback form? And I said, yes, just send it to me. If I have time, I'm going to fill it out. After a few days, I actually got another email. It's, you didn't fill out the feedback form. Can you please fill out the feedback form? And this actually repeated itself after 3, 4, 5 days again and again and again, up until the point that I filled out the feedback form. But it was not very positive anymore, because at this stage, I was so annoyed by constantly being asked, it's like, can you please fill out the feedback form? That I said, it's like, yes, I will do as soon as I have time. And if that is actually not fast enough for you, then not my problem. So this is a perfect example on how feedback can go completely wrong. I actually later on was approached by the hotel and they asked me, it's like, why did you provide this level of feedback? And I said, it's like, because you annoyed me by constantly asking me every 2 days when I finally will provide the feedback. So feedback goes both ways. The person who is actually giving feedback needs to be willing to give feedback, otherwise it's useless. And the other way around is like, if feedback is coming the other way around, it's actually going to be not useful at all. So I think is looking at it overall, we need to actually get better and better in actually providing feedback and expecting feedback and actually work with the feedback from that perspective. So one perfect example was that also is on our yearly kickoff in January, is that we were actually on our yearly kickoff and we had an external coach there, and we actually did more or less 1 day of collecting feedback, talking to each other and actually reflecting with each other. And I would argue is for the first time that session was pretty good. But at the same point in time, you could see from how the different people provided feedback, for some people it was really, really difficult to provide honest feedback, because I even know from some of the feedback which I got is that was only, let's say, 30% of how deep the feedback could have gone. And how much worse it should have been potentially. And this is not something I'm proud about, but it actually showcases how difficult it is to sometimes provide feedback. At the same point in time is looking at it after now 6 months later, and you go through the different people and you look, it's like, who actually did something with the feedback? it's also showing that some people don't necessarily want to have feedback in the first place. They are actually very limited with it, and they are not happy with the feedback, and they can't reflect this for themselves in the first place. And I think this is a very important part as we move along, as we are working in corporations, and not only in corporations, even in your family, even everywhere else, is it's very, very important to fully understand and work with the consequences of why you get feedback, what the feedback is, and how you can actually work with the feedback. And that's an important part. So again, coming down to our differentiation, critics over feedback. As I said in the beginning, feedback is highly valuable. On one hand, typically people who are willing to provide you feedback are going to either actually give you the feedback by themselves because they want to. So in many cases, they are going to ask you, is like, do you want to hear feedback? Or they provide it without that. But it's typically not only about what's wrong, but also giving you advice. It's like, here is how you could do this better to really improve you. Critics, on the other side, as I said, is the opposite way around. Critics is typically only negative things. It typically does not come with well intent. And also, when you look at it, in many cases, critics typically comes from people who have, especially in the area covered, not achieved what you have achieved in the first place. So they are actually giving you criticism primarily because they are unhappy with themselves. They are unhappy with their situation. They are unhappy with what you achieved. They are potentially even jealous about what you achieved. An example was a few years ago, we did a special company event, and some people actually were complaining about that that's not the right thing, and you should do it differently, and all of these things. In the end, some of them would have wanted to attend it, and that's the only truth behind it. And so looking at all of these different scenarios, is the first thing you need to learn is quickly trying to understand the difference between feedback and criticism. Once you identify that, is actually figure out a good way for yourself to get rid of criticism and actually deal with effect on how you're actually going to utilize criticism. Sometimes there is still useful information in it, but primarily, especially if you are not that good to actually deal with that type of feedback or criticism, just ignore it. Figure out a way for yourself on how you can just ignore and destroy it. The best advice for social media as well is, from my experience, is don't react to it at all. There might be scenarios where you want to use this to actually trick the algorithm or anything else, but you really need to be prepared to do that. Otherwise, just ignore it. And if it's helpful, block the people. Just block them. That's another good approach. Something which I was in Dubai a few months ago, and we had a session with Dirk Reuter, and one of the things is which he said is like, over the years he created for himself a blacklist, and the blacklist is basically the blacklist is there for him to just clean for himself. If someone has actually made it on the blacklist, then that person is there, and this is basically how blocking on social media, etc., works as well. Greetings back, Peter. Hope you have a good day. That's more or less what it sums it up. I don't want to make these sessions longer than necessary. As I said, it's like we try to make these sessions a bit shorter. Potentially, when I'm going to be in the US the next couple of weeks, I'm going to run a few more Eve Just Chatting sessions on the different streams. Potentially shorter. We have a few topics already in the pipeline. And let me maybe quickly have a quick look on some of the topics we have ahead of us. So one of the examples is that we are going to talk about cash versus cards in Germany. It's still a topic. That's going to be interesting. I'm not sure if that's going to be the next one. Then we have an interesting one, which is going to talk about tolerance. And I'm just going to throw this out here as the closing remarks is, have you ever experienced on that it is important for, let's say, a steakhouse or a meat restaurant to have vegan or vegetarian alternatives? Because otherwise, look up on social media, it's like how quickly you can risk a shitstorm. Have you ever wondered about how this tolerance things, where everybody says it's like, but these restaurants and these people should be tolerant enough to cover that? The other way around is basically if you see open up a vegan or vegetarian restaurant, is like you will not see any meat eater actually complaining about that. So even though there is no alternative option, it goes a bit deeper, but it actually has something to do with tolerance in the modern time, where we expect tolerance in many cases one way, one-sided, but it should not actually go the other way around. So we are going to cover that in a different session from that. So those are just two of the next topics we are going to cover, and we will do more and more in the next couple of weeks. Hope to see you there. Hope you enjoyed today's session, which was episode 31 on critics or feedbacks and how to deal with them. And I hope to see you again latest next week. Some of you I might see on the Arrow event on Thursday this week in Munich. And some of you I'm going to see you next week in California. Looking forward to that as well. Hope you have a great evening for those here in Europe, and a great day for those in the US. And see you again next week. Bye.